Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We need periodically somebody to put it all in context. Well, Andy McCarthy adds another wrinkle to it with his latest column today that appears at National Review, the real origination story of the Trump-Russia investigation. He begins by saying, exactly when is late spring? The Trump-Russia investigation did not originate with Carter Page or Papadopoulos. It originated with the Obama administration. And this has started to get out there as an underlying fact that gives lie, I think, to those who go, oh, this wasn't spying. You know, this was just trying to be helpful to stop the Russians. Joining us on the Spring Dance Hot Tubs call-in line is Andy McCarthy from National Review. Hey, Andy, good morning.
Don, how are you?
Very well. I'm so glad you tackled this finally. People have nibbled away, but you put it in great perspective today. Why is this important, the timeline on this?
Well, Don, what we've heard up until now is that what kicked off the counterintelligence investigation against the Trump campaign on suspicion of being in cahoots with Russia was alternatively a trip to Moscow that an obscure Trump campaign advisor named Carter Page took in early July of 2016. And then when that story kind of cratered because it was inextricably bound up with the so-called Steele dossier and a lot of the allegations about what Page was up to in Moscow are very suspect because they haven't been corroborated, notwithstanding the way they were alleged in the dossier, they went to what I've called origination story 2.0, which is this whole escapade with another, even more obscure Trump campaign aide, George Papadopoulos, who you may recall talked to a Maltese academic in England who claims to have Kremlin ties and tells him that the Russians have thousands of Hillary Clinton's emails. He then reports this in a drunken conversation in Britain with Australia's top diplomat to the United Kingdom, a guy named Downer, and eventually that information gets, we don't know how yet, gets communicated to the FBI after the DNC emails start to get publicized by WikiLeaks in late July. That story has a lot of holes in it, too, and as a result, they seem to have been grappling for a long time to come up with an origination story. And as I've mentioned to people, you know, investigating the investigators in this regard is not much different than investigating other potential bad actors, in the sense that when they're changing their story constantly, it usually means that they're the truth is something they think will.
That is a great point. The very thing that they say, and they're right, and you say as a former prosecutor, et cetera, and I would say as somebody just went to law school, if the story keeps on changing, that indicates it's probably fabricated in some way, and you got to keep on changing it to keep up with that. So, Andy, what do you make of now the president centering in on Brennan particularly, and then Clapper tags in? I mean, do these guys potentially have any legal jeopardy that you could see? It seems to be remote to me, but they seem to be squirming a bit, Brennan particularly.
Well, yeah, I think they have a lot to squirm about. I wouldn't jump to the conclusion that they have criminal exposure, because I think, Don, that most government abuses of power are not, and maybe most overstates it, but government abuses of power, at least many of them, if not most of them, are not necessarily violations of the federal penal law. But they are just as serious or more serious. And whether somebody can be indicted or not over them is a kind of a secondary point to whether we can trust these people with the power that we give them to wield. So to me, what's important is that we get political accountability for what happened here. And I think that Brennan does have a great deal to worry about. The reason I made some hay of this whole late spring thing is, while the Page origination story and the Papadopoulos origination story don't make sense, we now know that in what they call the late spring of 2016, then FBI Director Comey briefed the Obama administration's National Security Council, which is the top national security officials in the government, briefed them on Carter Page. And this was months before he had gone to Russia, and it was long before the FBI had heard anything about George Papadopoulos. The only things that had happened at that point of note were that Page had come into the had been announced as part of Trump's foreign policy advisory team, and he had been a subject of an FBI investigation in 2013 where the Russians were trying to recruit him, and he ended up cooperating with the Justice Department and the FBI in the prosecution of the Russians, which is the part of the story they never like to tell now. The other thing that had happened...
Yeah, Andy, you know what? It seems to me all campaigns, I'm thinking back to Watergate, they draw these minor figures who get drunk or big mouths, they aggrandize what they're actually doing, and you know, good law enforcement looks at that and sees it that way. Others see it as they're a kingpin or something.
Yeah, and what these guys decided to see it as, Dom, is that it meant the Trump campaign was like a satellite of the Kremlin.
Right.
And I think that was an extravagant conclusion to draw on the basis of a couple of bad actors taking low-ranking positions in the campaign. Now, I don't mean to suggest Manafort's position was low-ranking.
Right.
But, you know, I think it's, as I said on Fox last night, you know, they took a few things of concern and they jumped immediately from, you know, vague suspicion to DEFCON 1 and decided, you know, these guys were in a conspiracy with Russia to commit espionage against the 2016 election.
That is a great buttoning up of this whole thing. And, you know, I see people on CNN calling this confidential informants and whatever, and this Cambridge guy's paid a heck of a lot of money to be doing that.
Yep.
I think he was spying on them. I mean, is that word such a legal term of art? Well, how do you see it?
When I was a prosecutor, I think you need a PhD in euphemisms here.
Yes.
Because when I was a prosecutor, the confidential informants, of course, are always important to the government's cases, especially the big cases. So we called them informants, and the defense lawyers called them spies. But it was the same thing. You know, I mean, it's you're covertly worming your way in to get information for someone. If you're doing it for the guys in the white hats, we like to call them informants. But if it turns out that the guys in the white hats maybe aren't so pure as the driven snow, then they're spies. But, you know, it's the same thing.
Andy, where does this let's put the crystal ball on now. I think Rudy Giuliani's been debunked. I've had a lot of pizza bets. I probably won them already when he said by September 1st. I don't see that happening. We see the taxi king today, partner of Michael Cohen, maybe flipping on him and all these weird tentacles that are out there. I think this goes on forever. Republicans wanting another special prosecutor to look into what they did here around what we're talking about today. That will just drag this out more. And President Trump, though, rightfully asking DOJ to investigate how all this came to a head. They're giving him lip service, I think. So what happens, do you think, in the grand scheme of things? What does it depend on?
I think your instincts are right, Dom. I think it drags out for a while. You and I have talked about this before. The special counsel, Mueller, has not one but two indictments against Paul Manafort, who is obviously being squeezed to see if he's got anything on Trump, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if he's got two trials that he's looking at, Manafort's not going to be done. You know, the Manafort aspect of the investigation is not going to be done by the end of the year. So why would Mueller, if his whole objective with Manafort is to squeeze him for information against Trump, why would he wrap up the investigation before he's done with Manafort?
Yeah, I agree with you completely. Hey, this is a great read. It really pegs down the significance of this, which I think is really important. It's a little bit complicated, but you break it down, of course, so well. And it is significant for people to understand when they make a judgment about what went on here. What are you looking at next? What's Andy McCarthy thinking about today around this that you may write about or you're talking about or you think is out there? What are you thinking about next?
I think we've given insufficient attention to the Hillary Clinton aspect of the investigation.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is if by late spring of 2016, the Obama administration was regarding the Trump campaign as in cahoots with Russia, we also know that what was going on at exactly that time is they basically tanked the Clinton investigation. And I don't think these two things are unrelated.
I agree with you. Hey, Andy, this is available at nationalreview.com. It's a great piece. Again, how many days a week do you write a National Review? Whenever you feel like, or what's
depends
the schedule?
Depends on how much I'm bouncing off my walls on that particular day.
All righty. We'll be watching for it. Have a great Memorial Day if we don't talk, Andy. Thanks for
you
joining
too, Dom.
Us.
Thanks.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.